Inexplicably restored from the Nombro Clipkeeper's vault, the Lazy Foley Players present to you this uncut, unedited, unproduced piece of unprofessional pulp. A creepy little tale called The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Not far from the eastern shore of the Hudson, there lies a little valley known by the name of Sleepy Hollow. A drowsy, dreamy influence seems to hang over the place, and some witching power seems to hold a spell over its inhabitants. They are given to all kinds of marvelous beliefs, and frequently see strange sights. Indeed, the whole neighborhood abounds with haunted spots and twilight superstitions. The dominant spirit that haunts this region is an apparition known at all the firesides as the Headless Horseman of Sleepy Hollow.
It is the ghost of a Haitian trooper whose head was carried away by a cannonball in the Revolutionary War. The best of our historians say he was buried in our churchyard, and that every night he rises from his grave and rides forth to search for his it.
The best of our historians?
Shut up, kid! He has to get back to the churchyard before daybreak, of course. That is why he rides so fast. It's little time he has for his ghostly search. It's true, or my name isn't Old Man Oldman.
The schoolmaster in this byplace of nature was a worthy fellow named Ichabod Crane.
Schoolmaster looks like the bird he's named after.
He just needs a pair of wings.
Ichabod ever bore in mind the golden maxim.
Spare the rod and spoil the child.
Ow!
Ichabod's scholars were certainly not spoiled, because he beat them. But it should not be imagined, however, that Ichabod disliked his pupils. When school was over, he would frequently convey some of the smaller ones home, especially if they happened to have pretty sisters, or mothers renowned for their cooking.
Good afternoon, Ichabod.
Ah, Sister Susan, I've brought your little brother home to you after his daily beating. schooling.
Aren't you kind?
No, he really isn't.
What is that wonderful smell? Is your mother boiling fatty blood sausages again?
Food in this era is awful.
Oh, and is that eel and apple pie I smell fermenting?
Yes, Mother mashed it herself.
Well, I was raised never to refuse an invitation.
No one invited you.
Ichabod had various ways of rendering himself useful. For besides being teacher and choir master, he also served as the town's traveling gazette, carrying village gossip from house to house.
Hans von Bibble has been courting Martha van Duppel.
Really? Those names sound made up.
He knew how to earn the smiles of all the damsels.
Here, my ladies, the first grapes of the season.
And he was much esteemed for his great erudition.
They say he's read several books quite through.
But if there was one thing in which Ichabod was more accomplished than pride and gluttony, it was the consumption of terrifying tales.
Oh, I probably shouldn't be reading and riding a horse so late at night. But I just can't put down Cotton Mather's A History of New England Witchcraft down. It's very educational. Heavens preserve me. Up in that tree, those glowing saucer eyes. A ghost.
Ooh. Ooh.
That is a witch's cry if I ever heard one, I am certain. I must hurry home. My heart is beating so fast.
Ichabod, be careful. You're going to kill someone riding around in the dark like that.
Is that wind howling in the trees? Well, of course not. It must be the Headless Horseman.
Did he say Headless Horseman?
But Ichabod would have passed a pleasant life if his path had not been crossed by a creature more perplexing than any ghost or goblin.
Welcome, Katrina von Tassel. A little choir would be lost without you, even as I would be.
Ichabod had a soft and foolish heart toward the ladies. It is not to be wondered at that Katrina found favor in his eyes, especially since she was the only child of Baltus Van Tassel.
Your father has the richest farm in the county, and the prettiest daughter, of course.
How his mouth watered as he looked upon the succulent creatures in the farmyard.
Oh.
And how they became transformed in his mind's eye. A fat porker, he saw with an apple in its mouth.
Yum.
A goose idling in the pond was at once swimming in its own gravy.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the pigeons were snugly put to bed in a comfortable pie.
And that's the things we eat in this time.
From the moment Ichabod laid his eyes upon these delights, his only study was how to gain the hand of fair Katrina.
Darling Katrina, I must have you for my wife.
Perhaps I shall marry you. Then again, perhaps I shall not.
What a bitch!
Yes, Ichabod quickly learned that the way to the heart of a country coquette is a labyrinth of whims and caprices. On top of this, he had to encounter a host of adversaries, Katrina's many rustic admirers, the most formidable being Brom Bones, the hero of the county, which rang with his feats of strength and hardihood.
Good afternoon, Katrina, and good afternoon to you, Master Beanpole.
Good afternoon, Brom.
What a great uncouth fellow.
Uncouth nothing. He's built like a brick shithouse, and all shithouses are made of wood.
Watch how hard I can ride this horse.
He's so powerful.
Yes, yes, murdering a horse is all well and good. But has Brom ever read you a poem, Katrina?
Well, no.
Damn it, reading? My only weakness. Why, if I could catch him alone, I'd double the schoolmaster up and lay him on a shelf in his own schoolhouse.
To have taken the field openly against his rival would have been madness, and Ichabod was not mad. So Brom had no alternative but to resort to practical jokes. Once he smoked out the school by stopping up the chimney.
Cotton Mather tells us that Satan lies in wait for idle scholars. Oh my, smoke and fire! Heaven help us, Satan's come for us already! Run, children, but after me!
Good one, Brom.
Yeah, I know, I murder children, it's fine.
On another occasion, when Ichabod arrived at his schoolhouse one morning...
All the desks are affixed to the ceiling. It's the work of wicked witches.
Dumbass.
Oh, bother.
But what was still more annoying, Brom took to ridiculing Ichabod in front of Katrina.
Allow me to introduce the new choir master. Listen to those clear tones. He puts poor Ichabod to shame.
Okay, it's not that funny.
In this way, matters went on for some time. Then one day, Ichabod received an invitation to a frolic at Mynheer Van Tassel's.
I'm really quite handsome tonight. Perhaps Katrina will finally agree to marry me.
Since it was a special occasion, Ichabod borrowed a horse from a neighboring farmer.
I'll bring the steed back, Mynheer Van Ripper.
Oh, see that you do, and be careful of that saddle.
Thus gallantly mounted, he issued forth like a knight-errant in quest of adventure, arriving at the castle of Mynheer Van Tassel as evening crept in.
Someday Katrina will be mine, along with the house, the barn, the fields, the chickens, the pigs, the turkeys.
Thus pleasantly musing, our hero entered the parlor of Van Tassel's mansion, where a world of charms burst upon his enraptured gaze.
Good evening, Ichabod.
Our host is overgenerous. He even invites the scarecrows from the fields to his frolics.
Oh, don't be so hard on poor old skinny, weird, creepy Ichabod. He's fine the way he is.
How can someone that skinny eat that much food?
You honor me, Brom. I have always been a good eater. Katrina, may I have the first dance?
Well, if it will keep you away from the bobbing apples.
What joy filled Ichabod's heart as he danced his Katrina past the brooding, jealous Brom.
Smile while you may, Mr. Scarecrow. The night is not over yet.
When the dance was at an end, Ichabod found himself drawn to a group telling tales of ghosts and apparitions.
I have heard ghostly wailing coming from the wily swamp.
Last week, a woman in white was seen floating over Waven Walk.
That's nothing! I have it on good authority that the Headless Horseman himself has been heard riding several times of late.
It's true! His horse has been tethered along the graves in the churchyard.
Yes, yes. Old Brower, a wicked disbeliever in ghosts, met the horseman one night on the haunted bridge in Wily Swamp and was forced to mount and ride him. Ride with him. When they reached the bridge by the churchyard, the horseman turned into a skeleton and then threw Old Brower into a brook. You know, the way skeletons do.
Horrors.
I once met the horseman on the haunted bridge and offered to race him for a bowl of punch.
Really, punch?
I would have won, too, wasn't for them meddling kids and the fact that he vanished, you know, in a flash of fire when he reached the bridge by the churchyard.
Yeah, too bad you missed out on all that punch. At length, the revel broke up. Ichabod lingered behind, according to the custom of country lovers, to have a tete-a-tete with his hostess. What passed in that interview we cannot say, for in fact, we do not know. Something, however, must have gone wrong, for when Ichabod emerged, he rode off with the air of one who had been sacking a henhouse rather than a fair lady's heart.
Oh, these women! Coquettes, that's what they are! Giddy up! Get a move on, you mangy old nag! I'm talking to my horse now!
It was the witching hour of the night, an hour as dismal as Ichabod himself. And thanks to the evening's earlier conversation and his current upset state of mind, our hero's imagination conjured goblins and witches behind every rock and tree.
Look, a ghost hanging by that tree. Oh, silly me, 'tis but a white patch where the tree has been scarred by lightning. Oh, Lord! Giddy up!
Had Ichabod tarried a moment to seek the cause of the eerie racket, he would have found it to be but a pair of branches rubbing together in the wind. As it happened, his hasty departure simply sped him along his way to his severest challenge of all. For Ichabod was approaching Wily's swamp and the haunted bridge.
Brom Bones claims he met the Headless Horseman here.
Ichabod's heart began to thump. Bum, bum. Summoning all his courage, he trotted briskly forward. But when his mount reached the bridge, it stopped short and would not move.
Confounded beast! Why have you stopped?
At that moment, Ichabod's sharp ear heard a splashing hoofbeat from the swamp.
What misshapen monster is that how in the fog? Oh, it comes up beside me. Good evening. Who are you, sir?
The figure spoke not a word. It jogged quietly alongside Ichabod's mount, which now seemed willing enough to continue the journey. Ichabod's heart sank within him. There was something appalling in the dogged silence of this gloomy shadow. The silence was soon fearfully accounted for, however, as the rider mounted a rise, bringing the figure into relief against the sky. Ichabod beheld his silent companion clearly for the first time, a powerful black stallion with a fiery gleam in its eyes. On its back, the towering figure of a man, clad all in black with a billowing cape. On his saddle before him sat an indistinct object which, In the split second he had to examine the scene, Ichabod determined to be about the size and shape of a human head. The horseman himself, Ichabod noticed, was distinctly headless. Horror-struck, Ichabod urged his borrowed horse forward as fast as it would go, but the dread specter followed close behind him.
If I can reach the church bridge, I'm safe. That's where Brom Bones said it vanished.
Oh, I've lost my saddle! How did I even do that?
No matter. I'm almost there. I can see the church spire rising over the trees. Faster, you wicked creature, faster!
As Ichabod's horse sprang upon the bridge near the churchyard, our hero cast a fearful glance behind him, expecting to see the horseman vanish in fire and brimstone. Instead, he saw the horseman rise in his saddle, draw back his arm, and hurl his head directly at the schoolmaster.
Fiery whoosh.
Ichabod tried to dodge the horrible missile, but it was too late. Ichabod was thrown from his horse and tumbled in the dusty road.
Whoa!
As the goblin rider passed by like a whirlwind. The next morning, Ichabod's horse was found without its saddle at its master's gate.
It's the horse the schoolmaster rode to Van Tassel's last evening. Where can he be?
Where can my saddle be? That's what I want to know.
An inquiry was begun. The search led the investigators to the road by the churchyard.
Oh, here's my saddle.
And here's Master Quain's hat and a smashed pumpkin. What can it all mean?
Look here, two sets of hoof marks.
There's only one logical explanation. Ichabod Crane was carried off by the headless horseman.
Well, that settles the matter. No point in investigating any further.
Let's be thankful he was a bachelor.
And that he was in nobody's debt.
And they left me my saddle.
Shortly after his rival's disappearance, Brom Bones conducted Katrina to the altar. Later, whenever the story of Ichabod was related, he always burst into laughter at a certain point, which led some to suspect that he knew more than he chose to tell. Several years later, a farmer, passing through on his way back from New York, brought news of Ichabod Crane.
He's alive. In fact, he's a judge now.
Nonsense! He was carried away by the headless horseman!
And to this day, the story of Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman is a favorite tale of the neighborhood, and is often told around the podcast fire.
I wouldn't say favorite.
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow is a non-productive production, adapted from a short story written by Washington Irving and translated into comic book format by Dan Levine and Roland H. Livingstone in Classic Comics number 12, June 1943. With Pete Monty as the narrator, Lindsay Lala Richards as Katrina Van Tassel, Al Baldino as Old Man Oldman, Mynheer Van Ripper, and Brom Bones, and Frank Hablawi as Ichabod Crane and your announcer.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.